Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday with me, Richard Jones. And today the news, as far as the harvest in our area goes, well, it's no news. Very little, if any, action yesterday means that everything moves back yet another day, and farmers get more frustrated as crops get closer to losing quality and actually being lost altogether in some cases. We've got reports of straw being chopped to allow ploughing to take place for next season's crops as well. The weather along the east coast was torrential rain on Sunday afternoon, which definitely flattened some of their crops. But if it's any consolation, we're a wee bit further on than parts of the borders, where much less has actually been cut. Here's Nigel Miller from NFU Scotland with a quick update from south of Edinburgh.
I know that some farms where they've got 20% or 25% done and just totally stuck. These kinds of time of year start getting really worrying.
Well, that's the problem. We've got short days now, and then the straw's still relatively green in a lot of places, which is kind of very, very late for that.
Quite unusual, isn't it? And I suppose that in some ways that makes it quite difficult. In other ways, it's probably saved the crop, because I think it would have been riper, there would have been such significant head loss by now that, you know, people would have taken a real hit. The heads on a lot of places have hung on quite well.
And a slight comfort there that some places are in a worse state than we are. And drying costs for a lot of farmers are a worry as well. One farmer I was speaking to yesterday burning around 10,000 litres of diesel to achieve the same effect as just 1,000 litres last year. But in sharp contrast for our beef and sheep men, it's been a great season. Plenty of grass, and in some cases too much, has meant cheap feed for most. Price-wise for beef, things are flying, and there are reports of around £3 a kilo being paid for a 260-kilo Charolais store. That's crazy money, according to some, but Kim Haywood, director of the National Beef Association, gives us the reason why.
The global demand for beef is completely outstripping supply. We have some of the big beef-producing countries around the world that are needing the beef for their own supply. We have also got a sudden surge of demand for beef in developing countries. All this means that you've got decreasing supply of beef and rapidly increasing demand, and that is driving the wonderful price rise that we're seeing right across the board.
And we'll have more on that beef story tomorrow right here on MFR Farming at our usual times, 6:40 and 12:40.